Okay, up next we'll move along to Washington State coach Mike Leach, and the Cougars are hosting Southern Utah this Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star one to ask a question.
Well, Coach, come off the big win, and oh, we got a question here.
Our first question comes from Chris Chancellor of CougFan.com.
Hey, Kate, as far as the big win down at USC, did you notice a spike in recruiting interest immediately? I know it's so recent, but I was just curious.
Oh, I'm sure it'll help recruiting. I mean, you know, any level of success the program has, I think, is helpful to recruiting. And proud of our group and the effort they made down there. And I don't have anything for you specific, but I'm sure it'll help.
Our next question comes from Dan Greenspan of NFL.com.
Good morning, Mike. I just wanted to know, had you ever won a game before without scoring an offensive touchdown?
Somebody asked me that. I was trying to think. I don't recall. I've had some low-scoring ones. One time we played A&M, and we were two of the top offenses in the conference and two of the lower defenses in the conference. And I can't remember the score, but it was something like 13-9 or something.
Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question comes from Kurt Kragthorpe of Salt Lake Tribune.
Just to follow up on that, Mike, what does it mean for your program to be in a position where the defense could be good enough to win a game like that for you?
I was really excited how our defense played. I thought our D-line in particular played good. Our secondary was real aggressive, too. I thought DeMonte Horton really had a good game. Really, it's a game where both teams struggled with the other's D-line, and neither offense really got into a rhythm, you know?
Thanks.
Yep.
Our next question comes from Todd Porter of Canton, Ohio Repository.
Question. Ohio State's heading west over to Cal this week. And I know you've coached around the country and got a pretty good feel for the country. One, is there a different style, a different brand of football played from the Midwest to the West Coast? And two, how difficult is it to go all the way across the country with, you know, young kids and adapt to a time change and play a game the next day?
I think the trip across the country is kind of challenging. East to west isn't as bad because, you know, you get more time. And, you know, because the clock works in your favor. I think that differences between conferences are more exaggerated than accurate. I mean, there's definitely nuances between different conferences, but if you're in one of the major conferences, the Pac-12, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the SEC, the ACC, any of that, the conferences I think are a lot more similar than they are different. They all have 300-pounders. They all have a bunch of guys that can run. And so I think they're really pretty similar. I mean, and then I think a lot of times the fans get on this thing, well, there's such dramatic differences. I don't think there really is. Occasionally things maybe there'll be a run of quarterbacks or maybe there'll be a run of running backs and the conference will get known for that. But I don't think there's huge differences.
And a lot of times you hear that, you know, just society in general in the Midwest is a little more laid back. Things are a little bit faster out west, a little bit more hip. Is football the same way?
You know, I doubt it. I think the fans may be different, maybe atmosphere a little bit, but I think that, I imagine those guys at Cal wear some tie-dyed shirts and then there'll be maybe a little more office space look from the Ohio State people. Well, I don't know. You could tell me that better than I could tell you. But it would be a fun contrast if that was the case. I mean, I'd make more of an effort to get to the game if I thought it was going to be as stark as all that. But hopefully it will be something around there to entertain us all.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Again, to ask a question, press star zero.
Any further questions for Coach? All right. Hearing none, that'll be it. Mike, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
All right, thanks.
All right, see you.